This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Time to talk about access to heritage and the natural landscape now here on RNIB Connect Radio. And one organisation that might come to mind when you think about historic buildings and the countryside is the National Trust, who protect and look after hundreds of historic buildings, gardens and precious collections, along with miles of coastline, woodlands and the countryside, who have been and continue to provide access for blind and partially sighted people. In what will be the first of a series of interviews and features here on RNIB Connect Radio about the work of the National Trust and their access offer, I'm now joined by Dr. Heather Smith, Access and Equality Specialist at the National Trust, to give me a bit of an introduction and overview to the Trust and their access offer too. Hello Heather, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello Toby, thank you. Thank you for that great introduction and welcome.
Heather, would you mind firstly, as I say, giving me a little bit of an introduction and overview to the National Trust and how the Trust does sort of protect and look after our heritage and natural landscape?
Of course. So I've worked at the Trust for quite a long time now, and I've been really impressed with how seriously the organisation has taken access, particularly in recent years. And we've started off thinking around what we could do to improve access for people who are blind and partially sighted. We began with interventions that visitors themselves were telling us that they needed. So things like large print and audio guides and braille guides. And we were well supported, and still are, by the RNIB as we do this work. So it's been great working in partnership with the organisation so that we can learn from them about what more we can do. And we've also taken overviews of the whole visitor experience of our places so that we can understand more how we can build on those initial interventions that we've made, always keeping at the heart of the work the views and the insights that people who have the lived experience of any kind of sight loss for whatever reason and their experiences of our places can give us. So we're very much about working in partnership and working with people to help us inform our practice. We're also, of course, aware that sometimes our environment, just by its design and its history and its age, can itself present barriers for getting around and for understanding the environment. So we work very much to understand the design changes that we might be able to make when it comes to some of the structural interventions, thinking very much holistically about disability. So not just considering one aspect of why we might need to make a particular type of change, but also thinking more broadly about what benefit that change could be for more people. So we're really thinking about supporting our environment forward into the future, protecting and preserving, but supporting it as it takes on a new role as society changes and more people want to come and visit us.
And I know many people are obviously aware that the National Trust looks after historic properties and things like that, but it's a lot more, as I mentioned in my introduction. You know, it's coastlines, it's woodlands, it's countryside, it's heritage that may not be a building, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think we're very well known, as a lot of historic organisations are well known, for our mansions and our gardens. And we're very lucky to have so many of those that we can care for and enable people to access. But we do have hundreds and hundreds of miles of coastline that we care for, huge swathes of the countryside. So we're always thinking about the walks that we provide, the opportunities of developing pathways, making sure that we're not introducing barriers as much as we can across those paths, and thinking about the benefit and the enjoyment of visiting those areas that people can gain. And the more work we can do to enable people to build confidence and to get out and about into the literal outdoors is great. It's all part of our overarching everyone welcome strategy. Absolutely.
Heather, I know 2024 is a very exciting year for the National Trust, with I think lots of sort of projects coming up this year. And there's the production of around, I think, 1,000 guides, which will be looking at access for National Trust places and locations for disabled people and, of course, blind and partially sighted people. And I think you've been working with Access Able on these guides. What sort of information will be included in the guides, and how do you see them helping disabled and blind and partially sighted people when they do come and visit a property or location?
Yes, absolutely. 2024 is a year of change in that particular area for us. Historically, we'd been developing individual guides for each of our places, and that didn't lead to a very consistent experience because lots of different people were developing them, but it did bring with it a very individual flavour. So there were some positives through that, but we really wanted to look at how can we create a really consistent experience so that we knew that anytime anyone was looking out for information about access at our places, it was set up in a way that was similar, that would really tell people the details they needed to know. And so we were delighted to work with Access Able with all their experience to take on that work for us. They're going to be hosting a guide for all of the places that we enable public access to, particularly from the mansion and garden side of things. We're going to be thinking slightly differently about the very wide outdoors, the coastline and the landscapes, but the vast majority of our places will be covered by a guide by Access Able. All of their surveyors are disabled people. So again, we're keeping that lived experience element at the heart of the work and the provision of the information. And we'll be giving, particularly for blind and partially sighted people, thinking about the facilities that we have available. So the large print, maybe braille guides, some of our technical and digital work, thinking about path surfaces and different colour contrasts where we can talk about that. We're also going to be covering our holiday cottages as well, I should say. So it's not just going to be our visited places, but also places where people can come and stay close by to those visitor attractions and can also combine, hopefully, an accommodation, a stay, a holiday with an actual visit as well to several places close by. So we're trying to think holistically across our estate and provide information for disabled people, blind and partially sighted people to all those opportunities. So we'll be listing the particular facilities, we'll be thinking about navigating ways around, and we'll be building on this as time goes on. We're looking very much at what have we got now, what can we say now about where we're up to, and we'll be building year on year as we make changes to the way that we interpret our places or we add new features, new visitor centres, for example, and making sure that that information is added in so that the guides are always up to date. So it's an exciting time to work with a really experienced partner to really provide that consistency of experience. One place that people can go to find out information about lots of our places. And then also, I should say, on top of this, we'll be producing information on our own website that will give a little bit more detail and flavour about the experience of visiting. So we'll have those lovely structured detailed guides from Access Able, but then a page on each of our places' websites which talks a little bit more about the specific things that the individual places want to really engage people with. And I'm sure as we go through that, there'll be lots of things there about pieces of work that are taking place with people who are blind and partially sighted as well. So there'll be some lovely projects that we are looking at, particularly in the technical side of things with digital as well coming through that. So a big change, exciting times, as you say, Toby.
And I believe that one of the Trust's properties in Devon is trialling the use of NaviLens technology to help with access and orientation. And the NaviLens technology is something we are very familiar with here at the RNIB because all our name badges have NaviLens codes on them and the codes are in prominent places within our buildings to aid with access and navigation. How has the Trust been sort of, I suppose, trialling the NaviLens technology?
Yes, it's been another exciting development, actually. It's really interesting to hear about how you're working with NaviLens as well at RNIB in that way. That's something that I will think about in terms of our navigation around more than one of our places. But the particular place in Devon is Saltram. And they're doing lots of innovative work there and really thinking about the opportunities they have to increase access to the whole place. But we've been delighted to partner with RNIB through our digital innovation team. So it's my colleagues who've done the bulk of this work. And we've been looking there about how does NaviLens work in that environment? How can it help with guiding people around our places? What are the benefits of utilising NaviLens and really understanding that more from RNIB's perspective? And as you outlined there, Toby, you have so much experience. It's been really interesting just to work with RNIB in a different way. And the NaviLens is just one of the ways in which we are making more use of digital and technology innovation across our places. We now have a team of people that are thinking very holistically about the opportunities that that media offers for disabled people, blind and partially sighted people. So I hope there'll be other projects coming along to support the NaviLens pilot, as well as us thinking about how do we grow NaviLens beyond the initial pilot stage. So really interesting just learning about different ways of wayfinding and how we can introduce that into our environment and how replicable that can be as well, so that we have that consistency of experience again.
And as I mentioned earlier, this is a very exciting year for the National Trust with loads of things launching, and we'll be featuring some of them here on RNIB Connect Radio, including Runnymede Explored, which will be launching in Magna Carta Week, and other visits to other National Trust locations, and maybe a look at one of the holiday cottages to see how accessible the cottages are for disabled people and blind and partially sighted people. Heather, is there anything that's being launched by the Trust this year that you're really looking forward to seeing launch?
Well, I think it really is going to be back to the Access Able work. I think that's going to be a really exciting opportunity. And I think also internally, and how that then replicates itself onto the visitor experience, we're really developing our own advice and guidance. So we have an access hub, which we are introducing, which has so much information about how we can make our places more accessible all in one place, which our own teams, our staff and our volunteers can draw advice and ideas from, and hopefully spawn some local partnerships as well, so that we're really galvanizing that energy. I think that's what's really exciting about this year, so that we can grow and we can build on the things we've done before. And also other pieces of work where I really hope we'll see some more work coming forward from our Disability Heritage project, Everywhere and Nowhere, which also featured a range of different disability histories. We're looking really to make sure that our inclusive history work continues. So that's more of a sort of discussion this year, maybe a bit more into the new year, but we are really focusing on that holistic opportunity for people to connect with historic environments. So visiting, engaging, representation, all those things. It's a really exciting time across the whole organisation, I think, for accessibility now.
And if listeners would like to find out about access at the National Trust, is it best to go to the website or maybe contact their local property, the National Trust property that's close to them?
Yes, there's a range of ways. In fact, we do have a page on our website, which is nationaltrust.org.uk, and then it's Access for Everyone. That is slightly broader than disability, but it's a good landing page, if you like, to start from to find some contacts. There's an email address, a generic email address, which is access for all at nationaltrust.org.uk, which can be used for general inquiries. And if you have a particular question about a site close to you or want to know what's happening in your local geographical area, then if you do contact one of the properties, they'll be able to advise you as to what the experiences are like on their site, and also potentially give you some other local contacts as well. Depends which you're looking for, but those are a few options which you can use to make contact and find out some more information.
Well, Heather, thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect for Radio. And I'm very much looking forward to sharing more about the National Trust and their access offer throughout the year too.
Thank you very much, Toby. Lovely to talk to you.